White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 15, 1903. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I am daily seeking most earnestly to understand my duty. In the night season, I offer prayer to the Lord, committing my ways unto Him and asking Him to guide and direct me at all times and in all places. I am much interested in your work. In this letter, I will send you some instruction that you may read to the workers in the publishing house at Nashville. These workers need to feel daily the converting power of God. A spirit of individual independence, which bears not the divine credentials, is coming in among them. This spirit works like evil leaven. It must not be allowed to prevail. If the workers in this institution do not manifest a more Christ-like spirit, let those who have charge of them call them together and give them the instruction given by one of authority, whom in the night season I saw addressing the workers. As he looked upon certain ones connected with the institution, he said, "The spirit that you are cherishing is not the right spirit. Your experience is not after the order of God." He addressed three in particular, saying, "The Lord is not pleased with you. You know not what spirit you are of. The Lord desires you to change your attitude and seek most earnestly for a pure, sweet spirit. You are making trouble for yourselves. You need to be cleansed, refined, and purified, that you may do according to the will of God. Let all draw together in even chords, offering united prayers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord will help every one who will seek Him with the whole heart. He will draw near unto the meek, those who are humble and lowly, and who will not be led astray or be influenced by evil. Follow your Redeemer in self-denial and self-sacrifice. Many do not seem to understand that they are to follow in the footsteps of their Redeemer. To everyone He gives the invitation, 'Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.'" Matthew 11, verse 29. Those who respond to this invitation, those who obey the will of Christ and learn His lessons, find rest and peace. This is the only way in which to find health of body, soul, and spirit. Let the purity and love of Christ shine forth in your spirit and your words. Your mind may reflect the mind of Christ. Remember that you will meet opposition. Satan knows that his time is short, and he is working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness to captivate souls and bring them under his control. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4, verse 7, 8. Look constantly to Christ. He will be to you a present help in every time of need. For every struggling soul, he will lift up a standard against the enemy. The messenger of heaven will cooperate with every true worker. In your work, there is to be a revelation of that which will be to the praise and glory of God. Let there be no strife among you as to who shall occupy the highest place, but you may strive to meet the will of Christ. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians 6, verse 9. Christ is reviewing your work in every line. He desires you to stand free from the power of Satan, that everyone may recognize the purity of your work. The Lord can commend only that which is worthy of commendation. To those who are striving to do His will, He says with a voice of heavenly sweetness, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Ephesians 1, verse 2, 3. The work that is done to the honor and glory of God will bear the seal of God. Christ will endorse the work of those who will do their best, and as they continue to do their best, they will increase in knowledge, and the character of their work will be improved. The Lord desires His workers to learn from Him how to work, that they may be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Verses 12 to 14. How glorious the prospect before those who will be learners of Christ, meek and lowly in heart after the divine pattern. The Lord Jesus will be your helper, your strength, your deliverance, if you will only believe and walk humbly before him.
Many more words were spoken. I saw that some present were weeping, some were making confessions of wrong, and a softening, subduing influence was felt in every department of the office. Hearts had been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit of God. The workers will understand the meaning of this representation if they will diligently search their hearts. I would say to them, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, lest you weave selfishness into the work you are doing.